In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brother in Christ, Christ is in our midst. The completion of the ecclesiastical year takes place during this week. And next Friday is September 1st. We celebrate the beginning of the new year. On that day, we do not make selfish resolutions such as to lose weight, stop smoking, stick to a budget, save or earn more money, find a better job, exercise more, or eat better. But we resolve to be more spiritual and more abstinent in our Christian lives. On the beginning of this church calendar, we celebrate the feast of Saint Simeon the Stylite, who made a pillar about 10 feet high, and then higher and higher, until the fourth and last was about 50 feet high. On that pillar, he spent more than 40 years, spending the great time of his life standing upright, even when his parts of his body gave under the strain, until he became a beacon of spirituality and a preacher and healer of thousands of people who came to take his blessing. This lifestyle requires a great zeal and extreme commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. In imitating the saints, we are asked to have the great favor and zeal as this saint in living out our Christianity. If we go to the book of Revelation, we read, the Lord says, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot, but lukewarm. Thus, those who are lukewarm in their faith, they are full of apathy. But those who are fervent in their faith, they are hot. And if we lack the power and in the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we become lukewarm as well. He who in baptism has received the communion of the Holy Spirit but has quenched the grace through sloth and attention to temporal things is going to be half-hearted and apathetic. Normally, every person in this society would be either hot, glowing by the grace of the Holy Spirit, or totally cold, unbaptized, and void of the Spirit's grace. But the main problem among the believers would be when a person is baptized but becomes lukewarm. And he who is lukewarm is moribund and moving towards death and risks losing baptism and spiritual zeal. Each person either remains cold in this materialistic society or becomes a fervent believer and zealous in the community. So the main difficult is when he or she is withdrawn from this earthly lifestyle, but still refuses to acquire spiritual warmth because of carelessness. He or she has become lukewarm and will be vomited from the Lord's mouth, scarcely ever to be recovered again. Preaching the good news and the glad tidings of the coming of Christ, John the Baptist says, "I indeed baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Why fire? The descent of the Holy Spirit kindles the flame of fire in our hearts. The Lord Himself says with joy, "I have come to cast fire upon earth, and how I wish that it would be kindled." The fire is the saving message of the gospel and the power of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, which we receive every Sunday. Your fervent participation in the life of the church kindles all of you. Some, however, might become lukewarm because of sin or an ignorance of Christ, the true God, who makes us fervent in spirit, according to the expression of St. Paul. You are partakers of the Holy Spirit, who is a fire in you. Listen to Christ's words, "Truly I say to you, that except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So this grace, which you receive every Sunday, has wings of burning fires that flies through your hearts and consumes what is material and earthly and makes you better people. The grace of the Holy Spirit, which we invoke in the anaphora, sends the fire upon all of us and upon the gifts. And if we receive it worthily, faith should shine brightly, devotion should be enkindled, love should be illuminated, and righteousness should be resplendent. So Jesus, as I mentioned, said, "I came to cast fire upon earth, and would that be were already kindled." This fire comes out from the Holy Spirit and ignites the fire in your hearts. David the king, after he repented from his sins, he said, "My heart became hot within me as I mused, the fire burned." Out of this zeal, the apostles, and especially what you have heard this morning from St. Paul, Paul denied everything for the sake of preaching the gospel to the nations. He surrendered his rights as an apostle, his right to have a believing wife, and a right to have wages, considering himself to be a soldier of Christ. He endured everything, every hardship on earth, to sow the gospel and tend the flock. And this gave us an example and showed that we must employ great zeal to serve Christ and His church. You are called, brethren in Christ, to be distinguished by your zeals and by your works and by your faith. Be on fire with preaching, almsgiving, and good works. The fervor of the Holy Spirit elevates you upward, takes you upward, lifts you up to be preachers of the gospel. But on the contrary, the materialistic life humiliates Christian hearts and presses them downward. At the beginning of this year, you must experience the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the Lord, which is descending upon you and anoint you with the holy fire. The name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is always invoked to make your hearts warm. That zeal I wish that this fire would be kindled. Amen.